The pies looked appetising enough, but a taste from each of Lug Lug's guests confirmed his worst fears. After just one bite, Mordy and Azio pulled horrible faces, reaching for water to wash away the taste. Azio squinched his eyes hard.
Burst me beak out without trying to poison us, Lug Lug!
Mordy's ears shot up stiffly as she gasped out.
By the lift! Pie, you call that? Ugh! It's enough to give you the clangs and collywobbles for 10 seasons. What did they blinking well put in it?
Logalog Lug Lug shrugged.
Some fruit from 3 seasons back. Swamp vetch, stinkweed, pounded ransom, and swine parsley. The usual stuff young scallywags put in when they want to upset their elders. I wish we had a decent cook with us. I really do.
Mordy was not normally one to volunteer, but she saw an opportunity to curry favour with the shrewd chieftain.
Say no more, sir. And the very chapess you're looking for. I was assistant cook at Salamandastron. Now, where's the bloomin' galley and some fresh ingredients, what?
Lug Lug called some of the older shrews over.
Show Miss Mordy the supplies and get a good fire going under them clay ovens. Do as she tells you and mayhaps we'll get something good to eat today.
He shook his head irately at the array of dreadful pies.
Dig a hole and bury these as deep as you can.
Mordy had a sudden idea. She approached Lug Lug, whispering in his ear.
Excuse me, sir, but how about this for a wheeze?
Lug Lug listened to the hairmaid's scheme. Then he grinned broadly and smote her heartily on the back.
I don't know what a wheeze is, but if that's what you call it, then I'm all for it.
He hailed a passing young shrew.
Ahoy, Dinger. Was you one of the pie-making crew?
Dinger and several of his young friends smirked maliciously. Their culinary atrocities had not gone unnoticed. Dinger took a sweeping bow.
Aye, me and me mates made them special for you.
Lug Lug selected 2 pies, passing one to Mordy. The shrew chieftain winked at Dinger.
That was good of you. But we ain't greedy beasts. We'll share them with you.
Splat! The pie caught Dinger square in the mouth. Mordy's pie came a respectable second, landing flat on the forehead of a young shrew close to Dinger. A few of the young shrews got behind Mordy and Lug Lug, pelting them vigorously with the cream-topped pies. That did it. Within moments, Bulrush Bower became the scene of a fully-fledged pie fight. Amid howls of laughter, the dreadful missiles flew back and forth between young shrews and their elders. Pies squelched into faces as the shrews slithered and slipped to take aim or to avoid flying pies. When the first pie was launched, Asio fled into the cover of a spruce tree, being of the opinion that owls were pretty poor pie fighters. Not so with Mordy and Lug Lug. Caked from tip to tail with squashed cream, crust and filling, they battled on heroically, giggling, gurgling and falling over backward whenever they were hit. It was enormous fun while it lasted, but finally the pies ran out, and every beast sat down amid a slutty residue.